Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Lockport High School's CM Punk. Most famous Lockport alum? It's probably Punk. I think you got it.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Afternoons on the Score.
Recently, you know, we were in the Walter Payton Center just, throwing the ball around, and it just felt like every ball that we were throwing and catching, it was just, like, connecting. It just wasn't too much to it. It was just we were out there doing our thing, and it felt good. It felt natural. It wasn't too much talking, playing music, and just actually just working out. So it was natural. I mean, I loved it. I don't know. I didn't ask him about it, but I mean, looking back after that day, it was very nice. It was a nice day.
It's Darnell Mooney on Justin Fields. Thanks for being with us, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. We will talk to Mark Potash coming up. He was at Family Fest. He was at Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles' press conference. The news of the day, and we've been talking about it a ton, we had Ian Rappaport on earlier, is Roquan Smith requesting a trade from the Bears. If you missed what Ryan Poles said, you'll hear that in the 5 o'clock hour. We can even bring back a little bit of what Ian Rappaport said. Ton to get into in that story. We've been covering it a lot. I do think there was a positive just from the highlights that I saw today, Spiegs.
Yo.
Specifically, the hype for Darnell Mooney continues to be matched by the production in these practices by Darnell Mooney. A video was tweeted, I retweeted it, of Darnell Mooney making a catch that is 10 out of 10 degree of difficulty, and he makes it look relatively easy.
The Bears themselves have tweeted out a different angle of said catch, which is really cool as well. It is a remarkable catch.
So he's lined
Go
up.
Bears!
That's right.
He's lined up slot right, and he kind of does a wheel route that has him on the sideline, and Fields throws it. Now he's going up against, it looks like he's going up against Tavon Young. I haven't seen the Bears video yet. I've only seen the other one that was posted. It looked like it was number 25. So he's not going up against the starter, but he is going up against the veteran. And the ball comes in over Young and before Eddie Jackson, but it's high and on his outside shoulder. And he like leaps up, contorts his body, one hand snags it, lands with both feet, doesn't even go to the ground. Now, obviously, he's not fearing getting lit up because Eddie Jackson's not a great tackler and it's not a tackle drill at practice. So he does not have the fear of being lit up by a safety in that spot. But dare I say the cat? It's Odell Beckham Jr.-esque, like the contortion and the one-handedness, man. That is a high degree of difficulty catch. I've compared him to Stephon Diggs before.
You've gotten through this whole description without saying Guagi. Are you my friend?
Are you
my teammate? Are you
I'm
my
sorry.
Partner?
I'm just
what
saying.
What are you?
I'm just saying.
He went up and got it.
He went up and got it with
just one hand. But all the facets of Guagi that we don't discuss enough, like the perceiving where it is, the proper jump technique, the high pointing, the ability to come down, all of that, he's doing it all with just one hand.
And I just saw the Bears video. It's a very impressive catch. And they're not going to throw the ball as much as they did last year, people don't think. But they ran the ball a very high percentage of plays last year. They ran the ball the eighth highest percentage of any team in the NFL last year. That surprises people. They did not run it well. They did not have the eighth most run plays of any team in the NFL last year because they had so many damn three and outs.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of percentage of plays called that were run, only seven teams in the NFL ran the ball at a higher clip than the Bears. Darnell Mooney had 140 targets last year, and he spent the offseason getting better and training with Justin Fields, and they lost Allen Robinson. Darnell Mooney is going to get a ton of targets this year. He looks to me like a number one receiver. Yes, a little undersized. That's why I keep using the Stephon Diggs comp. I think this guy's making Pro Bowls, plural, his career. I really do, man.
I liked your prediction, and I think you're right about this one from a few weeks back, that Darnell Mooney was going to end up as the most, as the highest.
The franchise leader
in receiving yards. You're going to end up as the franchise leader in receiving yards because it is an unbelievably pathetic list.
It's just Johnny Morris at just over 5,000 yards. He's already at like 1,800 receiving yards. Uh-huh. He's got 2 years left on his deal. All he has to do is sign one more contract at the Bears and stay healthy. He is going to be the all-time receiving yards leader for the Bears.
Well,
that doesn't
mean
much, but that's going to happen.
You know how extension conversations go with Ryan Poles. They don't seem to go well. But, so that's certainly in play. But this guy's going to make Pro Bowls. Like, your head is way out over your skis on this one.
He had 1,000 yards last year.
And 140 targets.
Which is a lot of targets. But where are the targets going this year if they're not going to Darnell Mooney?
Cole Kmet.
Okay.
It's the two of them. And David Montgomery out of the backfield. And Khalil Herbert out of the backfield.
I mean, maybe.
How many targets are there going to be during the course of the season? Remember the Luke Getsy numbers I gave you yesterday? When he's been the offensive coordinator, he doesn't throw it a lot. Mississippi State was 111th in FBS in 2018 out of 130 teams in terms of pass attempts. Same kind of stuff back at Indiana University of Pennsylvania when he was the coordinator there.
I know.
Green Bay is really a run-first team that happens to have Aaron Rodgers as the superstar quarterback.
People keep using that.
Also with Green Bay, though, they had a really good wide receiver who was their best weapon in the wide receiver core, and they fed him the ball a ton.
Yes, they did.
And no one in their right mind game planned for the Packers and was like, you know what we want to do? Have Aaron Rodgers beat us. Let's take away the run. No one did that. You know what I mean? You didn't stack the box against the Packers because they had Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. So they were able to run the ball because often the defense dictated, oh, we've got more blockers than they have guys in the front seven. Let's just turn around and give the ball to Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon, pick up 5 yards, and play ahead from the chains. Like, they could be run first or run dominant. They weren't even – again, the Bears ran the ball at a higher percentage clip than the Packers did last year. Those numbers are out there. The Bears ran the ball at a higher percentage than the Packers last season with Matt Nagy, who everyone was like, all he does is throw the football. So,
but as you said, so many three and outs, so many bad.
Yeah, it was not an effective running game, but in terms of percentage of plays called that were run, Bears higher than Packers last year. So I'm not saying he's going to even make the Pro Bowl this year. And Pro Bowl is weird, right? Like Matt Cassel made a Pro Bowl. Mitch Trubisky was a Pro Bowl alternate. It doesn't mean he's going to be amazing, but I think that he can be a number one receiver. I really do. And every anecdote, whenever there's a profile piece written about him, right? His NFL signing bonus check, he bought a jugs machine. Like, he keeps talking about wanting to be the best receiver in the NFL.
Hey, man, you don't impress me until you come with your own whiteboard, like Velus Jones.
Yeah, but who was the cornerback who went on? I think he was on Dan Patrick. They were asking him, you know, who are some receivers that surprised you last year? Just like unprompted mentions Darnell Mooney. Like, this guy's good. I think he is legitimately good. I think the piece that Dan Pompey wrote about how he shows up at the practice facility at midnight.
No, absolutely.
Like, the guy clearly has a great work ethic. He clearly works very hard. He clearly has a rapport with Fields. We know that he was down in Georgia working out with him in the offseason. Like, I don't see many other targets going to other people on this team. And I think they're going to be trailing in a lot of games, so then you're going to be throwing to play catch-up. I think there's going to be a lot there for Darnell Mooney this year. Now, maybe he gets double-covered all the time, and they try to take it away from him, but I would draft him in fantasy. I would bet so the player prop number's going up. I got it at 900. It's up to 950.
Do you want to take an out-of-the-box little flyer for him leading the NFL in receiving yards?
Joe O and I were talking about that.
He's plus 6,000. To lead the NFL in receiving yards. Jalen Waddle also plus 6,000, but he's got Tyreek Hill now. Michael Thomas there. Tyler Lockett there at plus 6,000. Cortland Kirk, those are the ones who are there. He's about 20th on this list for possible leading the NFL in receiving yards.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay. I don't think.
They're not gonna produce.
I'm not gonna go that far. But I don't think he's having 1,500 plus receiving yards. Last year you needed 1,900 to lead the league in receiving yards. You know, so I don't think that. But I think that Darnell Mooney is gonna be a very productive player this year and going forward. Mark Potash has been at Bears practice. He was at the press conference today. He can give us some insight into the Mooney catch and how the Bears handled this news about Roquan Smith requesting a trade. Next on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.